just a report, or if it is slander. There's a verse for each one of those I just said. 1 Corinthians 13:5, Isaiah 11:3, 1 Peter 3:16 and 17, Romans 3 and verse 8. I'll say those again because I think this is important. We should not rebuke others if we only have a suspicion about something. We've all had suspicions that turned out to be wrong, probably most of the time trying to be wrong. If it is just a report that we've heard, if it is a slander, you know, Matthew, I didn't put this up there, Romans 3:8 on that one, but Matthew 5:10 and 11 says that Christians are always going to be slandered. There are going to be people say bad things about us, and slander means it's not true. It's intended to hurt someone, but it's not true. So if we believe it, then we hurt them more by rebuking them for it. Number two, we should not rebuke if the brother has repented. 2 Corinthians 2:7. They were still holding something against that brother that had repented. But don't do that. Now that's one reason we have public confession in church also. Because the sin needs to be, the repentance needs to be widely known as a sin. We just prayed for a brother who asked us to forgive him. He confessed sin. He said, I didn't do what was right. I want you to forgive me. Now, it would be wrong to rebuke him if he's done right. He's done right. He's been forgiven. But what if someone had just asked God to forgive them in their closet or privately and nobody knew that there had been repentance? See, that's the reason you need to make it right publicly so that others can know that a change has taken place and there's nothing that needs to be done. Number three, if we are guilty of the same or a comparable sin. Judge not that you be not judged. It's a pretty famous verse, Matthew 7, 1-5. Sometimes misapplied, but it has a correct application and we should make it. Matthew 6, 3-5 and Romans 3:21 would also fit there. Now that does not mean that nobody can ever rebuke anybody because everybody sins. And sometimes that position is taken, well, nobody's perfect, so you can't rebuke or you can't correct me. No, the Bible teaches us to rebuke or to correct. There is such a thing as being forgiven of sin and being a faithful Christian, even though you're not perfect. That person is qualified to help someone else. And number four, we should not rebuke another if it is a private sin. If you sin against me personally, nobody else knows about it, and then I get up and before a crowd of people rebuke you for it, I have sinned. What am I supposed to do? Matthew 18, 15 through 18. Well, I'm supposed to go talk to you about it. Just the two of us. Work it out. And you keep the sin as the circle that know of the sin as small as possible. If you could correct it with only one-on-one, then nobody else ever needs to know about it. Two-on-one, then only three people. Small group, so you're bringing about repentance. The whole church doesn't need to know unless those earlier attempts did not bring about success. Well, that's as far as we have time to go, so we will consider how to get that other material later. We might put it in an article, or maybe we'll cover it in another lesson. We appreciate your attendance this morning. Thanks to the tech guys for getting us back up with the inclement weather. We will be dismissed until the worship hour.